This is a Meshech Chochma. Choshev Meshech Chochma. It's a nice Meshech Chochma in the Parsha. He says a word. The beginning of Parsha's Lech Lech. The Pasuk says, the Shvoch who said to Avraham Avinu, Lech 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 Lech. Yeah, the Tochus. And the Pasuk says, "Vayelech Avram kasha diber elav Hashem, vayelech itoy loit." Loit went with. Later on, when Avram is going back, he went to Eretz Yisrael. There was a rav. He went to Mitzrayim. If he was in Eretz Yisrael, it says. Vayelech Avram, the pasuk says, "Veloit imoy." Pasuk here says, "Veloit imoy." Pasuk base, Perikid base, pasuk Zayin. Pasuk. Vayal Avrom Mitzrayim. Vayal Avrom Mitzrayim veloit imoy. Here it says Vayelech itoy loit, and then it says Vayal Avrom veloit imoy. So the Meshech Chochma was like, what's the shinui? Now he's not talking about the shinui between itoy and imoy. Sometimes when people are going together, the Torah uses the lashon Vayelech itoy, and sometimes it says imoy. The chiluk between them is yedua from the Malbim and the Goyim in Kanamokim. The Meshech Chochma is going on something else. Meshech Chochma is going, why? Over here, the beginning of the parashah, it says, Vayelech itoy loit. The itoy is before the loit. Vayelech itoy loit. And later on it says, the loit before the imoy. The loit, imoy, says it the before. That's what he's telling you. What's the difference? So he says like this: Koydem biyasi le'eretz Yisrael hoyeloi loit chover v'rea. Loit was a chover v'rea before he went to Eretz Yisrael. Chover v'rea, they were on a closer level together. V'lokach kosuv itoy. The lashon when it says itoy first, it means that loit went with Avram. Vayelech itoy with Avram went loit. The itoy is referring on the. Tzamenkeit, they both went with each other. Avram went, Vayelech Itoy, and Loit was with him. They were on the same, they were on a chovev reyadikal level. U'kishahoyu be'eretz Yisrael, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, v'ro Hashem pa'amayim. Says the Meshech Chochma that when Avram Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem was nigla elav vayera. He says pamayim. I'm not sure where the pamayim is. There's one place that says vayera elav Hashem. When he was right away, it says when he came to Shechem, vayera Hashem el Avram. But he afterwards says vayivin shem esbeach. In another place, vayivin shem esbeach Hashem. Not sure. Not sure where the pamayim is right now. But I'll put in if he was in Eretz Yisrael, vayera elav Hashem. Niskadesh b'kedusha yisayim. Yishtigim. Rav Avinu was shtaking. Oy vazoy, then loit is rochot mimenu harbe. They're not a chovev rei anymore. Avram is going up. And loit is staying the same old loit. So then it says, when Avram vayal, Avram imitzrayim, veloit imoy. Because the pshat is, derak loit mitzad bechinosoi holach itoy kechovev rei. In loit's histaklus was still a chovev rei. So loit went with. But mitzad Avram, there's no sheiches anymore. So mitzad Loit was going with him. So it says Avram went, the Loit imoy. The imoy is going on Loit. Loit was imoy. The beginning of the parasha where they were chovev reya. So it says Avram went, vayelech itoy Loit. Avram had Loit with him. It was a tzamenkeit from both stodim. But after they came to Eretz Yisrael, miskadesh b'kedusha yisera. They're not the same anymore. They're not on the same page. There's no chovev v'reya. So then mitzat loit, He says, fascinating. Avraham Avinu couldn't go with light. But light went with him. The light imoy kechove vereya ki hu lo yhevim goydel hasagosoy umalosoy. Adkan. The haven. The haven. It's like the Meshach Chochem is viduk. It's the haven. Means chayre, if Avraham was so much bigger, not on the same page, so how did light go with? He's my friend. How did light go with? That's what it means, because light lehaven goydel hasagosoy umalosoy. Light didn't have the gatlis. Light thought this is the old Avraham, like we always knew him. So he has the tzadamon kei. That's the pshat of the Meshach Chochma. It's a fantastic pshat to be only done those words. The Maimer Amuzger, that the Malbim, the Goyim, when they talk about itoy v'imoy, imoy is more of a tzadamon kei. They're going together, the same machshavas. Itoy is like we're going together, but we're not mamish on the same page, not shova b'shova. And kama v'kama mekoymos in the Torah is the Malbim and the Goyim and Parshas Bolok. It says imoy, itoy, Parshas Bolok, it's more fun, the imoy v'itoys. But, so Mikor, I thought that according to this Meshach Chochma, there's a shayla. Meshach Chochma says at the beginning, they were chover v'reya, so that's why Loit went with Avraham. Avraham was with him. Afterward, they could only be together from Loit's perspective, not mitzad Avraham. That's his word. So L'chayra, there was more of a tzazamankite the first time than the second. And yet the first time it says Itoy, and the second time it says Imoy. Ayelech Itoy Loit was the beginning of the parasha. And afterward, where Avraham was mitzkadish b'kedushi yisera, was not a tzazaman, then it says Imoy. Then it says more, so L'chayra, it sounds like maybe not like the Malbim and the Goyim, but maybe Faker, maybe Punk Faker, it stims. Takish stims. The beginning of the Parsha, where there was a Chove v'Reya, as much as they were similar, but don't get too carried away. You know, Avraham was Avraham, Loit was Loit. As much as the Tzazaman Kait is on both, from both people, you can only say Ito, you can't say Imoy. Imoy, Loit with Avraham, Mekanish. And as much as it's going on the tzadamakite of both, the chavashaft of both, it's an itoy. But afterward, and it's not mitzad Avraham Bechlal, it's only mitzad Loit, what's going on in Loit's head. Loit, so Loit was imoy. Loit thought he's imoy. Lehaven, goitel hasagosim, Loit was imoy the whole time. Mitzad Loit. Loit, me and Avraham were together. Mitzad Avraham, there was no imoy. So the first time that it's going on both, it says itoy, so it stims. Akuporam, Meshach Chochma, Meshach Chochma. But yeah, there's something to take out of every Meshach Chochma. Okay, Tua. Good. So, two nekudas. Number one is, a lot of people, they say, he's close to all the Gedolim. He's close to the Gedolim. Yeah, the Gaba is, there's tour guides that are close to all the Gedolim. They know how to get in and this and the. But say whoever serves them coffee is also close to all the Gedolim. Yeah, but that's the beginning of Loit and Avraham. That's not close to the Gedolim. No shaykh. The closer you get is only mitzad, because if you feel your mama, someone feels, a person who goes in and out often and he has an in over there, he really feels he's close to the Gadol. I'm not saying he doesn't have shaykhs. I don't mean that. He has shaykhs, a lot more shaykhs than other people. But yeah, we're close. We're good. We're very close, I think. Someone who feels that they're close, why is that? Where's it coming from? Are you close to the Gadol Tzaddik? Are you close to Chaim Kanievsky? Tzaddik close to him? Are you close? How could? The answer is, says the Meshach Chochma, because you're not a maven. You're not a maven. You're an amoritz. Ki loy haven goydel hasagosu yumalosu. That's what you state in the Meshach. Someone who feels, I'm amish close, yeah. See, I have shaykhs with him. If you would have the goydel ma'alosoi ba'asagosoi, you wouldn't be able to feel that way. So it's because just you think he must be something similar to you. So that's so Loit. Yeah, Avraham. Loit stayed the same his whole life. That's Loit. He didn't shtag at all. But Avraham was going up and up. He's kaddish. He could do shi'aseira. Loit didn't see anything over here. The amaratzas. He couldn't be maven. That's amaratz from. Meaning someone who can't be maven. He doesn't understand. Kenish learning. He doesn't have an eye to see godless. So he doesn't see anything. So yeah. That's number one. Oba mitzat sheni, second nikuda. How could Lloyd feel that way if Avram was taka so much bigger? Shteita, the godless of the midah of Avram Avinu, that as big as he was, and zero shaychus to Lloyd, but it didn't stop Lloyd from feeling that he had a keshe with him. That's a godless. We say that's a godless. For someone to be so big and it's not shaykh, even, but so what? Anyone can feel that they're my best friend. Everyone can feel like they're my best friend. My godless doesn't make mechitzas that, I don't have shaykhs. Mustama Lloyd took Avram out to eat. Mustama, it's okay, Mustama. They want to go out to eat. And Avram said, why not? Sure. There wasn't a problem with some of eating in public over there, like now eating outside in public. I don't know where. Wherever they went, Mustama Lloyd made a barbecue. And Avram came. That's the godless, Rabbi say, of a. As big as a person is, and as different as he is, and as much as he's steiging and getting bigger. Rabbi say, many times, a person comes to yeshiva. We mentioned last week about the teva. Also, word from the Meshech Chochma. Vayeti lemishpach hoiseim veloyheim. The behemoths. The mishpach hoiseim veloyheim. That the animals were not the same. After 1 year in the teva of Noach being mechanich them and feeding them and giving them instructions, they were not the same after as before. They went out the mishpach hoiseim, but it was not the same lion that went in. It's not the same one that came out. And that's the vote of a very, very good Meshech Chochma. But that's what a yeshiva does. Tevas Noach state in the Palimus is like a yeshiva today is like a Tevas Noach. You go in, you don't go out the same. If you're in, if you're shosel b'veis Hashem, you will not be the same when you go out. Sometimes someone can come to yeshiva 1 year, 2 years, hopefully more, 3, 4. You're a different person, you go back. And you meet people, old friends. Met old friends, and you, if you steig in yeshiva, you'll be able to have maybe some friends that were not in yeshiva. They went on their mahalach in life. And if you really steig in yeshiva, you're going to feel like, wow, we'll be different. Once upon a time, we were the same, but it's like things we used to schmooze about, things we used to do, it just doesn't go anymore. Just not, that's a good simon, if you feel that way. Mitzad echad, it's a good simon. Because it's a simon that I got bigger. But mitzat sheni, that was Avram Avinu. He was still able to have that chavrushaft. Yena, Lloyd thought we're still best friends like we always were. Yeah, I got bigger. But Lloyd still held. So the Or Chaim over here says, the second akuda that I mentioned, he says that if there was a meriva, if the Lloyd was nifrat from Avram, so it says Hashem was nigla elov lazarach etin es oris hazois. It says vayera elov Hashem achri he porid Lloyd, achri he porid Lloyd. And what's the achri he porid Lloyd? After the riv, he poured no me'olai, and Lloyd went to stein. V'Hashem Omar el Avram achre he poured Lloyd me'imoy. So what's the achre he poured? The dogish achre he poured Lloyd me'imoy. Rabbi said, what's the dogish? What does Rashi say? Kol zman shehorosha imoy, hoya hadibur poiresh mimenu. Kol zman the rosha was imoy Lloyd. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, we're not on talking terms. The Dibur was Poirish Mimen. And here in parentheses, it says in Rashi, Lefisha Omar Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lech Lecho Veloit Veloi Imloit. The reason why, it wasn't Stam because there was a Rosh around, because Hashem gave him a specific Tzivui Lech Lecho. Do, be your best. Do what you could do. Leave and get... Lech lecho mi'artzecho, mi'moladetcho, mi'beis adicho means not only leave Terach behind, leave Loit behind. And Loit was still here, so it wasn't a lecho. It wasn't a lecho. So Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mizgale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poirish mimenu till right now when Loit left. So b'maimar muzgu, you're all wondering, you should be, what's the kasha? How can you say that? What do you mean? We just said. It's the first time, right at the beginning of the parasha, as soon as he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Vayetu lelechaz Eretz Eknan, and he came to Shechem, Vayera Hashem al Avraham, Vayoyim lezarach etein es Eretz, Loit was with him. And it says, Vayera elav Hashem. That's what the Meshach Chochmah says when they went. Avraham was steiging because of the Gilui. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Diber Imoy. Here Rashi says he was. Look, it's a Makshim Oy. Mikliyoka brings down this Kasha. He says, Makshim. So you have to know. You have to know pshat. You have to know the answer. For a sec, Meshechokh, the Kliyok, the Sipsei Chachomim, going on Mahalich, that Loit was miskalkel. He didn't have a shame rosha then. But after they went and he started stealing, he was married the behemoths and saw the Zacherim. They went down to Mitzrayim. He became shotov in Zimon. Loit was steiging in his roshakai. So from then on was Poyrish. That's a very mekubal dik mahalach, but it doesn't stim with the Maimra Muzgu and Rashi. Rashi says that Kolzman Sharosha was Imoy because it says Lech Lecho. And Loit was included in the Lech. So if Rashi daf oiskum, and from the Lech Lecho, Kolzman that Avram wasn't this kind, the Lech Lecho, when Loit was still with him, Ashkenaz Rosh and camping his Galah. There's a Rosha Imoy. So you have to answer that question. Why the Diva? Hadiba Poirish Mimenu, why is that not considered that? Why is that not steered to this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. Why is that not Hadiba Poirish Mimenu? We'll think about it. Adarabba, come back with an answer. Something to think about on Shabbos. But Frekte Orachayim, Motnazach. So if this was the Tzivui of Lech Lecha, to leave everyone, even Loit, and that was a Tanai HaMa'akev and HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him, so why did he get rid of Loit a few months ago? Why did he bring Loit with him? It says, Vayikach Loit Imoy. Why did he bring Loit? What took so long? He's traveling around with Loit. He's traveling around with Loit. Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Well, in Mitzrayim, Adam Mitzrayim. Why is Loit with him? Obviously, he likes Loit. It's his nephew. He likes Loit. What's going on over here? Says the Or Chaim, Avad Avraham Avinu knew a chelik of the tzivui was leave Loit, but Loit said, "I want to go with you." Loit considered himself a chava v'reya. Loit said, "I'm coming with you." So what's the ben od nachaver? I'm going to say, he's going to throw out Loit. So Avraham said, "Listen, I'm in a tough position anymore. Right now, I'm in a tough position. I have a chavrusa, and I know I can steig a lot better without him. The different one, myself or without him." It's not going well. But if I leave him, he has nowhere to go right now. He's right now he has nowhere to go. It's not the first day of this man. We're 3 weeks into this man. And now it's this bar to me that I can't learn with him. He's partially holding me back. Two choices. Leave him. Get the chavusa that I want. And if Yetz Hashem, I can steig and fulfill all my goals to be the next God Lador. Or, what did Avraham Avinu say? I said, nothing doing. You can't be Mekayim the Tzivui of Hashem yet. Hashem is not in this galaxy. What's with the Besoira of the Oretz and the Zera? Everything's on hold. So says the Orachayim, he couldn't leave him because of that. He says, but he says, fascinating. The Ava that Avram cared about Loit, I mean, when Sidon captured him, what happened? When the Chomesh Malachim, they captured Sidon with Loit, Avraham Avinu took his gloves off. He says, no, you don't start up with Loit. He was Moshe Nefesh. And over here, Loit says, you know what, let's split up. Avraham says, great idea. He jumps on it. Well, what's good? Does he like him or not? The answer is, there's the Beit Adam Lechaveri part. I have to help him, I won't send him out. But the second that Loit went for it, Avraham jumped on it. As soon as they decide, let's say, oh, okay, I'm going to go to study Yuga here. Avram said, great idea. It's not coming from Avram. And now, so he says, Avram Avinu was Yoishevu Mitzapah. From the Lech Lecha, all the travels, he was Yoishevu Mitzapah. When is there going to be a Hizdamus? When will I have the opportunity? That Light himself will decide and realize it's better for him on his own. And then me and, it's just me and the Eivishter. But till then,
Didn't Avram initiate the separate?
No. No, he brought it up. He asked. He said we could. But Light went for it. If Light would have answered, I can't separate myself from you. Avram initiated. But yes, Avram put the proposal on the table. But Light could have said, I don't want. You take a look at the Or Chaim at the beginning of the parasha. That's the shtickle. Rabbi said, and the Nimshat of Chavrusas, you figure out on your own. I don't have to be myrick about that. Person dropping a chavrusa in the beginning. I'm not talking about someone that's a chavrusa that doesn't show up or something like that. You make up with someone, and after a month, it's not going. So I always tell him, if you want to split up, we have to wait till he has a chavrusa, till he's set up. Yeah, but Rebbe, what about my steiging? I spoke it over with my rebbein. They told me that my steiging is more important. So what should I do? I said, so go back. I said, go back to your rebbein. What are you doing here? Don't come to me in my shi and tell me what your rebbe over there said. Go back there. You steig over there. If you hear, you do it our way. Do it our way. My rebbe said, I have to leave. It's better for me to leave 2 weeks before the end of this month because of this and this reason. Anyway, I'm not going to let it all out now. But when you're over there, so wherever you are, you need a drocha from your Rebbe. You know, it's the matzah, you know, it's the mocha, you know. But I call Potom, Rabbi, said, this is I was thinking this a little bit, Rabbi said. In the Kudas, I was thinking a little bit. There's a Ramban in the parasha. It's a Ramban. Something that I'm sure the Ramban had Makoyrish to say something like this. But, when the Ramban, Avraham Avinu went up to Eretz Yisrael, like he rove Ba'oretz. Please, I'll come back to say it, remind me. But I want to say, you remind me. Ramban, I want to mention a different nekuda first. Okay, so that was this Meshech Chochmah about the Avram and Loik, the Chavishach. There's another Santa Zach. It was Oymidam. Found it afterward in the Sheni Shmuel. Small Knech, but big. Found it afterward in the Sheni Shmuel. And I saw it from the Alta from Slavotka. Also, it says by Sora Eishes Avram Lo Yoldo. She had a Shivcha Mitzvah Shmohoga. Let's go through that bit. Atoyme Sora El Avram, Hine No Otrani Hashem Yiledes, Bo El Shivchosi. I'm just starting with Parsha now. This part, I'll get to the Shemi Shmuel in a minute. Ulai Ibona Mimenu. So listen, I'm not having children. Take my Shivcha. Hogar, marry Hogar, ulai ibone. Maybe I'll be zoiche to be boine. I'll have a binyan. Usually children, having children refers to a binyan. Ulai ibone mimeno. That was the plan. A yishma avrom lekoil so. Okay. Well, what's the pshat? How are you day allowing Avrom to take Hogar? Will she be Niskayim of Binyan and Sora? Sora doesn't have children. She says, take my Shivcha Hogar. Maybe through Hogar you'll have a child with Hogar, which they did Yishmael. Ulai Ibone, why is that Sora's Binyan? Why is Hogar's child? Well, what's the Ulai Ibone? So I want to upshat, I couldn't find it right now. I want to upshat that the pshat is because Hogar will give birth to it and I'll raise it, it'll be raised. Call him a gadol. I've added that the child, the scientific mother, is going to be Hogar. But since I'll be mechanech the ben, I'll bring her up. That'll be considered my ben. I once saw in the Goyin, I couldn't find it. I could not find it now, but I saw in the Goyin once. Kumi was one of the Hakdomas somewhere in the Tikkuni Zoya or something. That's why I can't find it right now, because I can't look that up now. But I once saw in the Goyin that the Goyin says, I want to know if he's talking about this mamish, but the Goyin says when someone shifcha has a child, the neshama of the gvirta goes into that child also. Because you're kind of the shifcha, so with the shifcha, what a mother gives over to the child, by the later, since the shifcha belongs to you, you're also giving over. I would say without seeing it, he must bring this, because there's no better, that's like a pshat. Ulai ibona mimena, it's my shifcha. Ulai ibona mimena. When she has a child, that's one pshat. Ulai ibona mimena. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ulai ibona mimenu bischus sha'achnis tzarosi letoich beitzi. That's what Rashi says. It's a schus. Maybe I'll be zeicher. This will be a mitzvah for me, a certain schus. Damn it, tzora. Tzoras, right? Tzora letoich beitzi. Tzoras erva, tzoras tzora. There's a reason why they're called tzoras. There's a reason why, I don't know how they translate in English. How do they translate in the art school? Probably a co-wife. What? Right. It's not. Co-wife is, that's what's happened. She's a co-wife, another wife, but it's not the definition of the word tzora. It's more of a rival. That's why when the second wife, or two wives, is called the tzora zulazu. It's not a posh lezach, not a posh leleben. Not a posh leleben. Tzora zulazu. That's why the Ramban says, the Torah asks her to take, you're allowed to take two wives, but not two sisters. Atis Isha. Two sisters not. Knows the Ramban. Spoke about in Yavama's man. Says the Ramban, because the two sisters are supposed to be best friends. They're supposed to be best friends. The Av of Achvin. If you marry both, you're making them tzoras. And you're causing a rivalry between them. Torah doesn't want that. Akoponim. So Mamela says Rashi, the Torah said, Bizchus, that I'll be machmis, a Torah lebesi, I'll allow it. Maybe I'll be zoicha then. Bizchus, I'll have bonim. Want to add on. That is another kneish in Rashi. The Zchus of being machmis, another isha, even a Torah, is the pshat like this. Is the pshat like this. For example, the Gemara in Soita Daf Men. The Gemara for me. If you heard it, you'll remember it. The one site that talks about the Ambisanusai de Rebbe Avohu. It's Kreach for Anova. Rebbe Avohu was Zoichet to very big things because of his Anova. What was his Anova? What's the story? Ambisanusai de Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu used to say a Shir in the Beis Medrash, and there was a Maturgaman. He used to be Matargim. Not everyone understood the shiur. So he would say, and the Maturgan would listen and say it over. So the wife of the Maturgamin, Mrs. Maturgamin, met up with Rebbe Tzinavohu, and she said to Rebbe Tzinavohu, she says, you should know, by the way, my husband, the Maturgamin, he could say his own Torah and Chedushim just as big as Rebbe Avohu. He doesn't need to say over to repeat. He's just as big on his own. He's just as big as on his own. He doesn't. What he's saying over is lav dafka because Rebbe Avohu said it. He also has the same chedushim and bigger chedushim. So that's what she said. So vice is that's what she was going around saying. She was telling people, don't think the Maturgaman is just saying over Rebbe Avohu. He was saying over Rebbe Avohu's story, mila b'mila. That's why he's a Maturgaman. So he said. So you know why? He's saying over his own Torah. She said, you think he's saying over your husband's Torah? It's his own. So why is he bending over, listening? He bends over, listens, and then he says it? He just wants to give him cover. He wants to give Rebbe Avohu cover. That's what Mrs. Maturgaman tells Rebbe Tzinavohu. So she went home, Rebbe Tzinavohu. She comes and she tells her voice. She says, yes, there's a mole over here. This is not good over here. We have there's someone here. They're going around. You know what the Maturgaman, the Mishpachas, the Maturgaman family, you know they're going around saying it's all their Torah and they're just doing it for your covered And listen, we gotta take this seriously. We gotta do something. Says Rav Avo, famous words. My nafka loch mino, minei umino yiskalas iloi. What's the difference? What's the difference? He said. One second, he said like this. Is the oilam steiging? Is the Torah good or not? The Torah is good, Torah is endless. He's not changing anything. He's not adding his own. The Torah is good, Torah is great. The oilam steiging? Oilam steiging. Kovar HaTorah? Is it Kovar HaTorah? So between me and the Meturgaman, the oilam steiging. Well, what's the difference? Whose Torah it is? My Torah, the Meturgaman? My nafkamina. That was a Bavu's Amda Sanusa. He's my nafkamina. You need the Rebbe, you need the Meturgaman. From us, minei uminoi, kum tois is kalas iloi, a grois a shein a shtigl tayor. What's the difference? What do you care? Yeah, he was an onof. I guess she wasn't there yet. This is good for another. Ladies, don't go for this. But there's a bavo is another. A bavo is another. So Rabbi, you see, the voice is as follows. I only said one thing. I want Shem Shemayim to be Niskayim Unisparsim. If it's through me, Gevaldik. If it's through someone else, let it be through someone else. That was his Koyach HaNova, that he was Zoich at the big things for that. That's what the Schus of Sorrow was. The Schus of Sorrow was, she said, listen, we have to produce Shvatim over here. We have, that's the practice at the end of the day. Avram has to have Zerah. I was hoping it would be for me. I want it to be for me. She still wanted. But you know what? If it's not me, so let it be. I'll be machin sorrow to teich beisi. Let it be hogar. I'm sorry. She's the shivcha. Really, the ben should come from sorrow, not from the shivcha. But if it's a ben that's roy liwish from my nafka mina, my nafka lo mina. What's the difference? A roy is good. Me no. A roy is kuman azera. That's a big schus. That's how a person is like Rabbi. Person is mevat. It's not about me. It's fadir. It's not about me. If I'm a kli that could bring it out, fine. Abishta wants it a different way, let it come a different way. That then you become a kli. That's pshat number two. So I said like this, where are we holding? So it says, take boy noel shevchosai ulai ibona mimenu. How is this a schutz for the binyan? That's pshat number one. Blaming it on the goyim that I still have to find that it's hor neshama, so it's chinuch. Pshat number two is it's a certain schutz over here that through this, Sarah will have her own child. Either Dos Alein that brings Sarah Mevate, or much more than that, with Igmar and Saita, that it's not about me anymore, it's not about me. I just want the Eivishta to have, be able to be Mitzkayin as Avtocho, that Avram shall have there. There's a third pshat over here. I'm only going to say three. Because usually I say three, not more. It doesn't mean I don't have more. Oilam Kin hold more. My Nisayin is the Oilam Kin. That's my Nisayin. Yeah. That doesn't mean you can't remember. When a person hears a pshat, they think about it, talks to you. Even two pshatim is too much. I don't like to say two pshatim. You say one, just say one. Say one. But till three, you can still get the point out of each one, and it makes a roisha. Once it's four, it's already like numbers. Just this teretz, that teretz, that teretz. You lose the roisha totally. That's my Nisayin. Till three, you can have a roisha from each one. Once it gets to four, it becomes like a number game. How many terutzim? Like Rabbi Yosef Engel has 70 in Gvuah Shmoyim. It's Gvuah Shmoyim. There's 80 terutzim to one kasha. Yeah, could anyone say over one? No. No. What can you do? He has 80 terutzim to one kasha. You can't say, no, there's people who know the sugya. I'm trying to remember. Let me think of one of those things. You can't say over one. It's too many. There's 80 terutzim. But how could, by the Minchas Soita, if Baitlam, Mandiyama, that Baitlam Mefaglim, so she, not the coin, the Baitlam, she could always be Mefagal, the Mincha. So how could the Mincha Soita ever be Boitek? You bring a korban. If it's possible, the Mayim is Einem Boitkin. If it's possible, the Mincha is possible, the Mayim is not Boitekah. The Mandiyama, Baitlam Mefaglim, the Baitlam could be Mechavim, what? She's the Baitlam Mincha, let her be Mefagal, the Mincha. Okay. Rather, Yosef Engel said, That's why he called the Kibbutz Shmoyim. He had 80 terutzim. He said afterward he had a lot more terutzim afterward. He just didn't want to change the name of the sefer. another sefer. It's a kippur. But Akoparo, it's the third mahalach. I'm just going to tell you the lashon. The Sforno says as follows. Listen to this. If you didn't hear it, you wouldn't believe it. Ulai ibone mimeno. Ulai kinas hayorech to oirer hataivo. Sorry. Ulai kinas hayorech to oirer hakoyach lipu uloizo. Viyitzchazek lahasig zera. Again. Kinas hayorech. Basically, so it's like this: if Hogar comes into this house and she has a child, I will be so mekaneh that kino will be mechazik me and give me the ability to have children. Those are his words. Ulai kinas hayorech, her body will have such kino; it'll be ma'oyer, it'll make my body work. My body's not working, I'm not having children. But I'm so mekane, it'll make it work. Kino is a powerful koyach. I don't know if there's another midah that can do this. A person has cheshek and rotzoin and taivo and avo. Very powerful. But it doesn't change a metzias. The body's not physically able to have children again. It says the Sforno, but kino could. Something unbelievable. Now listen, Boisai, we know as kina as a bad midah, not a good midah kina. Right? That's how we know kina. But it's not that way. Not true. Kina soifrin, tar bechochma. What says in Vova Basra that the bnei amavu is someone who has a cheder. More about when it's talking about hasogas kavul. Someone has a store in one mavu. You can't go and open up another store, another makola, same place, same people. But if it's a cheder, you could. If someone has a cheder, you can open up another cheder. The Gemara says, because kinas soifrim tar bechochma. When you open up, nothing like competition. The best thing in the world. Because we gain, the consumer gains. So if there's two chadorim over there, the rabbeim are going to work a lot harder, and the kids will, faksa is bigger. There's a type of kina where I'm a kana someone, and I don't want him to have. That's a problem. If I'm a kind of someone, he has and I don't. And I don't want him to have, that's kina. I'm a kind of him and me, that's a midero. Kinas soifrim is, if I see someone that made a siyam, someone finish a masechta, say the noshim, say the nezikim. Wow, I wish I could do that also. I'm happy for him, he's him. But when I see someone like me could do the same thing, that should be ma'oyer, a crazy kina in you. Wow, I wish I had that also. That's a fine kina. That's kina soifer. So we're talking about this kina of Sora in a good way. In a good way. Not that she's wishing. Not that she's wishing that Hogar did not have. I want Hogar to have that it can make me even more be mekana to want to have what she has. And that'll physically change. That's the koyach of kina. Imagine, Rabbi said, the reason I'm saying this, Baruch, imagine if we would have this level of kina for learning. So then you would finish the mesecht. So you would make we would have more siyumim on Seyde Nosh and Seyde Nezik. Now, who has such big hasogas? Who has such big asogas? How could I possibly? It's because sometimes a bocha, you're going to finish Bav Matzia. But at the end of the month, you're going to finish Bav Matzia. Finish Bav Matzia. How many blad is it? How many blad is Bav Matzia? It's 120. Kuf Chof. No, how many blad is it? Kuf Yutes? No, not many pages. How many black? It starts at that base. Mesechta starts at that base. It's Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes. Bayis Vali is still Kuf Yutes. Where does it start, Bayis Vali? Kuf Tezayin in the base. It's on the Kabbal stuff. Okay. Sometimes he asks, you know, so how could finish by Matzia? 119 block? Hazov and Ezer Neshech are there. Hazov and Ezer Neshech are there. I'm not capable. That comes from a feeling of I'm not capable, which is fine. It's fine. If I'm not, but Shtey Dog is fine. If someone had that kinna, Simchas Torah, you see some, right? They sell it for blat over here in the yeshiva. So when they're selling blat and someone, right? They start selling it for blat and you're thinking about bidding. You make a cheshbon, how many blat this year? Maybe I'll go for 100, 110. And all of a sudden, some regular guy, this is 500 blat, yeah? 600 blat, yeah? 700, 800, that's in the regular yeshiva, that's a bazillion. To say 500, that's a bazillion. 500 blat. That's a good marshal of a kinna. When you hear that, like, wow, I wish I could do that. But Akopar is this form. So everybody's like this. This is part number one of the story of Sarah. What happened? So, Ayavai, Hogar, so they had a child, Nu, Yishmoel. Batikak saw Ishas Abram, it's Hogar Amitzus. And then, Vatekal Givirto Be'ineho. Hogar started being the Zalzil in Sora. Zilzil Vatekal Givirto. Vatoymer Sora Yel Avrom Chamosi Olecho. These are the words I want. Sora says to Avrom, Chamosi Olecho. I gave Anoichi Nasati Shibchosi Bechekecho. What does the word Chamosi mean? Chamosi Olecho. Simply, we would probably translate it to mean kaf, angry, lashon of chema. I'm very angry at you, Avram, because of this situation. Rashi translates it differently. Rashi says, chamosi is miloshon chomos. Chomos is a form of gzela. Chamsam. That's a chamsam. There's a Gemara about Matzia that talks about what's the difference between a gazlan and a chamsan. Chamsan is also a form of a gzela. The Gemara talks about it, it's a form of gzela. She's tining on Avram, you're chamsan. Chamsan. Where's the chamos? Two pshatim in Russian. Pshat number one is, sorry, I was referring to pshat number three now, but the first pshat of Rashi is as follows. Chamos ha'osu ili Olecho ani matila. The first pshat, where's the rachamas here bechlal? First pshat in Rashi is Sora was saying there's a certain thing that was taken away from me. There's a chamas being done to me that I don't have children. I'm holding you responsible. And Rashi says, why are you responsible? Kishes balata lakodesh bochu matitein li vanoichi hoyne chariri. You daven for yourself. You didn't daven for me. So the chamas that's being done to me is on your cheshma. That's pshat number one in Rashi. Shot number two. Va'oid, listen to this. Va'oid, divorecho atochoymes mimeni. Shot number two is chamosi. Doesn't mean the chomos that's being done to me is on your cheshbon. It means you are choymes from me. Words. Sha'ato shoymea bizyoni v'shoyse. You hear that someone here, Hogar, is being mavazami. The way she's treating me, and you don't say anything to me. You don't quiet it down. There's certain words that should be spoken over here in this situation by you. You're Avram, you charged us, and you didn't. You're chamsam. You're choymes devorim from me. Wait, I'm not reading a Rashba now. It's a Rashi. State in Rashi that if you have the ability to speak words that should be spoken, and kaviyochol, you owe it to someone. What does it mean you owe it to someone? It can help them out. And you don't, you're a chamsam. What's the difference taking away money from him or taking words from him? That's chomos. That's how Rashi's reading the pasuk. Chomos yalecho. Sora says to Avram, why are you quiet over here? You're stealing. Who would figure out this is considered stealing a chomos? Yeah. Your chomes devorim many. These words that I'm supposed to have, where are they? Where are they? Where are your words of comfort? Where are your words to give teichocha, to hug? Where are they? You're not saying them. Those words should be here on the table, and they're not. You're chamsin. The Shem Yishmuel brings this Rashi. And says the Shem Yishmuel, words that should be spoken and are not, you have a din gazma. And as soon as I started saying this is a Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Noach. What does the Shem, you know what the Shem Yishmuel says? Yeah. By the way, there's a medrash there in Parshas Noach. It says, Kimola ha'ora tchomos. The medrash is, well, how could it be Mola ha'ora tchomos? Mola means everyone. Rabbi says, if there's a chomos, one person is the ganov, he's the attacker, the other one is the victim. So half of the oilam is chomos, the other half are victims. Mola sounds like everyone. How could everyone? The medrash is bothered by this, it seems. How could everyone be a chamsa? Every chamsa needs a victim to do it. Unless you'll say on Sunday this half of the world was chamsanim, on Monday the other half, v'choyze chalila. But the medrash there says, zeh choymeis lazeh b'gzeilo, zeh choymeis lazeh b'dvorim. Loshna medrash. Everyone was doing chamas. Some with gzeilo, some with dvorim. I'm not going to go into the different shatla, but I'm just showing you the word chamas is on dvorim. Says the Shem Yishmuel. He brings a medrash in Parshas Noach that Noach said, Be'etzem, Noach was worried. He said, Afani nitfas, why am I being saved and the door of Mabel being destroyed? Afani osa kamoyim. Elo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told everyone, I know, I'm also like you, but Hashem told me, Boya lateva. Noach matzachay. He says, Noach was the same as them. In what way? In what way? They were stealing. Lo nechtam gzar dinam el ala gzela. No, says the Shem Yishmuel, because it says Noach didn't daven for them. That's why it's called Mei Noach, he didn't daven. You held back words of tefillah, that's chomos. Yeah, if the world is getting destroyed, that's chomos. You also have shaykhah for that. That's how it's miyashi there. Wow, that's a good Shem Yishmuel. But our koponim, it's mevuah from here that chomos is also with words, that the chiyuv to speak good words. Good words, right? The Shem Yishmuel brings down over here in this piece in Parshas Noach, what he brings in Parshas Metzora. The Zohar says, "Kishem shenifroim min ha'odom al kol mila bisho." We're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon on every bad word we said. Kach, it's a kishem. Kach nifro min ha'odom al kol mila toiva da havalei lemeim ravaloyomar. With a kishem. And if you don't, so he could be today. You're a chamsim. You're walking, and someone's having a bad day, and you pass him on the steps. And you look at him and you say, if you would say, good morning, how are you? Nice to see you today. It does something, makes him happy. You could have done that, and you didn't. You're a chamsim. Yeah? You would have been in big trouble in this Man of Mabel for that. How much does it take to smile at someone, to ask someone how they're doing, to be misyaches? It doesn't take a lot. Maybe we have a certain sense of shyness inside. But you have to work on that, because it's a tremendous koyach that every single person has, and you have a chiyuv to use it. It's a chiyuv, not just a lifnei mishuyas hadin. And if I say, be surprised, who needs it? You need it. Everyone sitting here needs it. It makes you happy if someone walks by. Says, oh, good morning, nice. I do it. I see someone, nice tzitzis. I say, nice tzitzis. Nice tie. Everyone needs a good morning. Not only your roommate, not only your friend, not only your boss, let's see your Rebbe. Doesn't he have to compliment me on my hat or my jacket? No, you don't have to, Yoni. Yeah, you don't have to. Even I don't know what jacket I put on. But, good morning, how are you? Alice is good. Everyone. Wait, I'm being Messiah. Not late. The Ramban, that's what I wanted to get back to. When Avraham Avinu went up to the Eretz Yisrael, it says there was a rov. And what did he do? Shem told him, go to Eretz Yisrael, this is no food. Layered Avraham Mitzrayim. The Ramban says, Chet Godol Choto Avraham Avinu. Words of the Ramban. Chet God will chotto Avraham Avinu. He should have had bitochen, and he should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was matzla tzadik. Hashem told you to go. You went. Hashem will save you. And it was a big chet, chesorin and emuna that he went down to Israel. Now, by the way, we all know Soren Nisyonis, the Maimon Muzik, Nisyonis Avraham Avinu, who attended the mission and office parakeet. There's different cheshbonis in the Rishon, what exactly was the 10 Nisyonis. But Kemat Muskan by everyone that this was one of the Nisyonis. Hashem told him, come to Eretz Yisrael, Avarechecho, you'll get Ashiris and bottom. He comes there barren, no food, no nothing. That's a Nisyon, that he wasn't Maharim. But the Mashmois HaDvorim is that he was Oymed in the Nisyon. Not Mashmois, what am I talking about? The Mishnah says, Asor Nisyonis, this Nasa for Omad Bekulam. That means I was supposed to be here, but you can't be here, so you left. What's going on over here? Lefi the Ramban, I don't know how to explain why. How could this be one of the Nisyonis? Avram wasn't Oymed in it, he left. He wasn't Oymed. The Ramban says he should have stayed there, not left. You have to work that out. I still have to work that out. The Ramban, the Ramban ends. That's why it was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael Golos to go down to Mitzrayim. The Golos of Klal Yisrael was because of this Chet. And why Mitzrayim? Says the Ramban, Mokoim HaMishpot is the same Mokoim as the Resha. The Midah Keneged Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wherever the Chet lies, that is where the Oynish is. Why Mitzrayim? There could have been other places to send us. Think about it. Go. Let's look back in the pages. Something must have happened in Mitzrayim. Must be some chet. Says the Ramban, I found it. Avram going down to Mitzrayim. The Ramban here says the Yisod HaHorisai. That when there's a certain tviyah, if there's a punishment that happens in a certain place, the tviyah is on that place. There's something in that place that's not correct. So, but this is my hagosha that we all know what happened 2 weeks ago in yeshiva. It's a bocher that was nifter. Very kosher of a bocher in yeshiva that died. Yeah. In a dorm room. So, how could it be? Not besides the tragedy of it happening, but where it happened in a yeshiva. In Tivra, in the yeshiva. The Ramban says, Mokoim HaMishpot, there's some tvi over there about something that we have to be misaki. So, no one could point to it. But one thing that was Oyel Baroishi was this Indian of Ben Odom Lechaleiroi. The Torah here, Baruch Hashem, very stark. Torah Divrei Chizik Tzrichin B'chol Yoy. But the Chavershaft between one another, the helping a Chaver, the saying hello, and do you need something? Can I help you? I mean, Rabbi said, just think about it. We're sitting here in yeshiva with other bochrim, younger light with younger light, for days, weeks, months. And there's some people I never even said hello to. Do you know if he has a good chavrusa? Do you know if he has a dira? Maybe there's some. There could be bochrim at the beginning of the zman for 2 weeks walking around without a dira. And I asked them, is anyone helping you? No. I said, I'll help you. I'll make phone calls. No one's helping me. He says, I'm asking. I asked this guy, he doesn't know. The guy goes around, he says, maybe I'm new over here, you have a dira? No, mine is full. That's it. Maybe try to help them out. No, Rabbi said, there's so many opportunities. It's between Bochum and Yungalite also. Just to realize that there's other people here and that everyone needs something and to realize that you have the koyach. You don't have to be a big Baal Chesed, you just have to be a mensch. That's it. You have to be a mensch, not a big Baal Chesed. Be a mensch. To go say hello and to go on the steps, people walking by the Beis Medrash, except the elevator. Elevator is Mekubal that it's quiet. That's the minute for many years, whatever it's about. Elevator is supposed to be quiet. I understand that. I enjoy that ride, by the way, that minute of the elevator when I need to take it. The silence is something special. Don't know, but I copon him. Elevator is different. But, okay, wayside on the chef of the shop.